headline, Avi could leave Polygon over plan to use bridge funds for yield farming, published at 2:40 p.m. UTC, December 16, 2024. Avi Governance Delegate Mark Zeller has aired concerns over the future of the decentralized finance, DeFi, lending platform on Polygon in the wake of a controversial proposal to use funds locked in the network's bridge to earn yield elsewhere. Aave is the largest protocol on Polygon, accounting for over a third of the chain's total value locked, TVL, at $467 million, according to data from DeFi Llama. The proposal to create a Polygon POS bridge liquidity program is currently in pre-PIP status and, in the 4 days since publication, has generated discussion between concerned and yield-hungry users alike. While some point to the potential boon to the ecosystem of the program's profits being strategically deployed to incentivize liquidity and stimulate project growth, others raised security worries. Many users pointed out that stablecoin holders are especially risk-averse, and adding layers of risk onto a stable product is precisely the opposite of why users hold these assets. The $1.3 billion worth of idle stablecoins would be bridged for use on Ethereum via Aave competitor Morpho, with vaults being curated by the proposal authors Ale Labs. A conservative yield of 7% would be targeted, potentially earning over $90 million per year. The resulting lending interest would then be funneled back to Yearn on Polygon, where it would be distributed among yield farming vaults to incentivize activity on the chain. In Zeller's own discussion thread on Aave's governance forum, he cites examples of bridge hacks such as Ronin, BNB Bridge, Wormhole, and Multichain as making up many of the largest losses in DeFi over recent years. He proposes to set loan-to-value, LTV, for all assets on Aave VI 2 and V3, Polygon to 0%, essentially disabling new borrowing, as well as incentivizing the migration of already deposited assets to other networks. Read more. Explained how $600 million was stolen from Binance's BNB chain. However, the fact that the proposal would see funds funneled to Morpho likely also doesn't sit well. Aave and Morpho haven't been on the best of terms since risk manager Gauntlet jumped ship from the former to the latter. Tensions flared again when Zeller accused Gauntlet and Morpho of not doing enough to protect users in the wake of a DPEG of restaking token Ezeth in April. Meanwhile, Aave has been riding the wave of the recent DeFi renaissance, breaking its all-time high of $38 billion worth of net deposits. Even a president-elect Donald Trump-linked address has been buying the Aave governance token ahead of the planned launch of World Liberty Financial, also Trump-linked despite a lengthy disclaimer, as an Aave instance on Ethereum. Perhaps Polygon needs Aave more than Aave needs Polygon. This recording was AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.